Kamala, this is really thin now. And I mean, you say it has to go through the machine how many times?
About 7 times, really, from the deep kind of dense dough from the fridge. And it's quite labour-intensive to get it, you know, from quite a thick dough to a lovely, silky, thin, very thin dough. Because obviously you don't want big, thick pasta, do you? You want a lovely, thin, thin pasta texture.
So we're putting this back through now. Do you want me to... I'll just hold that. And we're going to put... And there's two settings on here. I've got to have a look here. Hang on. No! No, stop. I'm going to have to take a photo. That's just beautiful.
How gorgeous is that? Absolutely.
It's like we're in Italy.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Even the cat wants some.
Yeah, grab your camera.
This pasta's going through here, Carmella, like angel hair.
Yeah, I just said angel hair, didn't I? I don't know if it's an expression or it just looks absolutely stunning, doesn't it? So delicious and thin, and absolutely longing for a sauce.
I think what I'm finding amazing is it's so, so very fine that I'm finding it incredible that it's even staying together.
It just really is, isn't it? I think it's the texture of the pasta. Maybe if you had a slightly softer pasta, it maybe wouldn't as much. And then obviously this cut...
I've dropped it on the floor, but thank goodness it's landed on the tray. Oh. It's the joys of recording and cooking at the same time. Kamala, what do you think? Do you think that little bit can go back to the chickens?
I think we'll be okay. Absolutely okay.
It's the circle of life, Simba. The pasta is going to have to go back to the chickens and it would be turned back into eggs.
There we go.
I can't believe that. That's me holding the recorder. So whoever's editing this, we shall find out their sense of humour to whether or not they edit it out. What do you think? Should we ask them to edit it?
Absolutely. Then again.
Then again, this is real. This is real life.
We have plenty of pasta here. So 8 children.
A cat, the dog. The husband, the phone ringing. And the mother-in-law who'll pop in any second.
Oh, dear.
This is the typical Italian house, isn't it?
It's brilliant. I have to say, I'm loving it. Sunshining, the kids are playing.
Yeah,
I can hear tummies rumbling, and I think they'll be enjoying and looking forward to this pasta. I can see Rocco, my eldest,
is hanging around the kitchen. That's what first-born Italians do.
Scraps, don't they?
So, I don't think it's after scraps. I think it's after the whole lot.
Yeah, well, I think so. Fantastic. Hold that tray, Vanessa.